Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. God's word for today, Titus chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, mine own son after the common faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city, as I appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Here the Apostle Paul greets Titus and provides instruction and wisdom from experience as how he should move forward in his ministry. Paul admonished Titus to address the issue of false teaching by those that are doing it for personal financial gain rather than teaching the truth of the gospel. That then and even now, a severe hindrance for salvation from the darkness of ignorance of the truth. Paul emphasizes that our character depicts who we really are, because what we do is what defines us. It is so sad that the truth is so unacceptable and unappreciated. Take a look at what's going on in this pandemic, how many people turn away from the wisdom of the science professionals to the lack of knowledge of politicians, turning away from loving one another, but parents are not being good parents and the children are taking guns to school and things of this sort. God help us. We are what our thoughts have made us. So take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live. They travel far. Swami Vivekananda. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to experience the dawn of this new day with the saints of our mind, activity of our limbs. And we're asking you again this morning, God, please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word and deed or in thought, that again today that you'll take pleasure in leading us and guiding us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, that you will allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation, overtaking us as we go. And as we embark upon this new day, Holy Father, to go and perform the tasks that you set before us today, God, keep us reminded that you promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that even when we're in valley experiences and when adversity rises against us, that we should not panic, but we should be still and be quiet and let you lead us and guide us, that you let you word our mouths, God, let you put the right thoughts in our head before we speak, that we can exemplify who you are. And for that, we give you thanks, Lord. We praise you. We honor you right now in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. We want to keep ourselves reminded, Lord God, that in your word, you promised us that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. And it also promises us, Lord God, that since you are for us, then who can be against us? So we got to learn to hold on to the truth of your word, because you are the great promise keeper. God, and as you've let us know, one day with you is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. Making sure, God, that it doesn't matter when it is or what time it is, that you're going to perform it when it's right, when the time is right. As you allow the prophet to speak, though the vision tarry, wait for it, for it shall speak and not lie. God, your word is going to come to fruition in our life if we live by it, if we honor it, if we respect it, if we love you like that. We know, God, that whatever you allow us or whatever you allow into our lives, or even whatever we walk into, God, if we don't let our faith waver, God, you're going to be right there with us. And we thank you for that, because you promised that you'd never leave us, God. And we know that this morning, God, as we open our eyes, God, and realize the dawning of a new day, God, we realize, God, your love again for us today. We are reminded, God, that you're God and you're God alone. We're reminded it's you that have made us and not we ourselves. We are reminded, according to your word, God, hallelujah, that no man come to you except you draw them. And for that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask you again this morning, Holy Father, if you'd be so kind, to continue to look on all your preachers, all your pastors in particular, anywhere and everywhere that they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, to continue to move forward, to preach it without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but to teach it with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence. God, because it's the gospel, God, hallelujah, that as Jesus taught his chosen apostles, he taught them, and then as well, he lived your wishes, your will, your desire. God, he lived it. He did what you said to do, because he left it on record for us, God, hallelujah, that it's not my will, but thy will be done. God, and that's the mindset that we want, that your will be done in us in every facet of our lives. God, that we can please you, God, and particularly as pastors, God, that we want to be preachers and pastors after your own heart, that you will provide us with the knowledge that we need to know that we can share with the people, God, and understanding of that knowledge, and particularly when they repent of their iniquity, God, that you can bring light into the darkness that they're living in and bring them out of that darkness into the light of the kingdom. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we ask you, God, to continue to prove yourself, move by your spirit, let the Holy Ghost have its way in us. God, hallelujah, that we're not going to preach and teach and stand up and declare ourselves commissioned by you, and we're only going to preach, God, what people want to hear us preach or what people want to hear. We're not going to stand up and preach the gospel just because people pay us lots of money. God, we're not going to stand up and preach just because we can find favor, God, with people of renown in our communities around us, but we're going to preach the truth because it's the truth, and we know that we've been commissioned by you, that even those, God, that with the money, even those that have the prominence, God will be able to hear, even as God, the king said to Paul, or Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuadedest me to be a Christian. God, we want to get at them in the same fashion. So we're going to be strong, God, hallelujah, because as Jesus was in the scripture that I make reference to right now, God, you were in a man born to a woman and a man just like us, God, and we know, God, this morning, God, because of that, God, you allowed the Apostle Paul to have that courage. We too can have that courage to stand up, God, in the midst of adversity, hardship, trials, and tribulations, God, and declare the truth, God. We do it with purpose. God, the purpose, God, is that we want people to know that they are in darkness and they don't understand. And so we have to teach it and demonstrate it like so, God, that they will understand, hallelujah, but we'll do it with clarity. We'll do it with understanding. We'll do it with meekness, God. We'll do it in humility, God, to help them to see that as much as information as you have acquired in your life, you still need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the way you do it is you read the gospel, because God put his son in the earth and he demonstrated what we were to do, God. And after he walked in, as he talked it, as he demonstrated it, then he taught it. And he let the apostles know why he did what he did, how he did it. And that is, God, his heart was set to do your will. And that's our hope this morning. That's my hope, God. And I hope that it's every pastor's hope to preach the truth, God, hallelujah, that other people can realize that they don't know and don't know that they don't know. They can have a desire to want to come out of darkness into this light that you have created for the righteous. We thank you this morning, Holy Father, because you're God and you're God alone. We ask you, Lord God, to, because people hear the truth and by all these social means that you have allowed people to technologically create, God, for humanity. God, and as we, as preachers and teachers, we use these means, God, that hopefully we can reach people in their homes that may not be going to church right now. But when they hear the truth and they hear that they, and realize that they're lost and undone and they're living in ignorance and the lack of understanding of the intended purpose of the gospel, they will turn to you, Lord, and even in their own homes, God, they'll start praying together as a family unit. They'll read your word together as a family unit. And they'll begin to realize that the more they commit themselves to the prayer and the reading of your word in their home, God, the more, God, they'll find a lack of fussing and arguing and debating and cussing and swearing and things going on, because you begin to prick the hearts of every member in the household. God, and when they begin to accept the gospel because of your presence, then they will have a desire to understand, and they will understand by reading your word. God, they'll come to the understanding that you said, forsake not yourselves of assembling together as the custom of some is, and they'll get out of their homes, and they won't let COVID and things of that sort keep them from getting back into church, God. They won't let bitterness against somebody stop them from getting back in church. They won't allow, because a preacher somewhere without your spirit and following your spirit, God, he messed up, God, and he committed some sin and still tried to go forward, God, without correcting it. And so people made up their mind that all preachers are sinners and no good. And so they just won't go to church. But God, but because those that you put your spirit in, because of the humility and the meekness, because of the wisdom and the knowledge of demonstrating your word, God, hallelujah, they will look on us, God, and see that there is hope for them, and they will turn with their whole heart. God, and when they get to the church, the preacher, God, you will allow, God, the knowledge that they need and understanding of that knowledge will, God, you will let it hit their ears, and you'll let it enter their hearts. And when they get that desire to want to be saved, God, hallelujah, you'll baptize them with the Holy Ghost just like you did, God, with the people, the apostles, God, on the day of Pentecost, Lord, and all those that stood with them, as all of us, God, have sought you because you allowed people into our lives preaching the truth. God, and when you saw in our hearts that we really wanted to be saved, God, you allowed us to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, in the same fashion, the same way, God, as we You allow us into other people's lives, God, because of our walking the gospel rather than just talking it, God, but our demonstrating the gospel rather than just making reference to it. God, they will see us and they'll have that desire that they too can come out of the darkness they're in into this light. We thank you for it, Lord God, for those, God, that have lost their way, God, because of leaning to their own understanding. God, and they didn't acknowledge you in their decision-making because they allowed their feelings and their emotions to control their thinking. God, hallelujah, when they see us, when they hear us, God, your word, God, hallelujah, when they hear the preacher, God, when they hear the witnesses of the gospel that you baptized with the Holy Ghost, God, prayerfully and hopefully they too will get a longing and a desire in their hearts to want to be saved. And when you see that, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, bringing them out of darkness into this light that you have created for the righteous, that you'll get them back on the right path in life, and they'll be able to help others to realize, hallelujah, don't lose faith in the Lord just because he didn't give you what you wanted when you wanted it. But when he sees in your heart that you're willing to live by his word, then he'll manifest his promise. That's at his desire. God, and for those that are in sick beds, Lord, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, that you're moved by your spirit. And when you hear, God, the repentant cry of the people, God, hallelujah, even as those that have lost their way, Lord, please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that you're going to perform your miracle-working presence, Lord God, hallelujah, your healing presence, your delivering presence, God, your love, your mercy, your compassion, Lord, you're going to demonstrate it in the lives of the people, Lord. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, I pray, and I do believe it so, God, because it's in your word, and your word is there for us. It's to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask you, God, for everyone that have lost their self-sufficiency and financial independence, Lord. They've lost their livelihoods, God, because of your great armor that you've sent in the land, God, and because of that, God, when they turn to you with their whole heart, when they are crying out, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, and they are asking you, Lord God, please, God, help me, Lord, if anywhere I failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, forgive me, God, and restore my self-sufficiency. Restore, God, my financial independence, Lord. And when you hear that cry, God, because you're the great miracle worker, because you're the great healer, you're the great deliverer, you're the great repairer of the breach, God, you're going to demonstrate it in their lives that they'll be able to let other people know that I just held on to God. Hallelujah, because we can tell them that we just kept reminding ourselves of the story of Job. We kept reminding ourselves of how Job, what he went through, and the Lord allowed it to happen to him. But in the end, because Job didn't give up, God made his life better than it was in the beginning. And because of us knowing and holding on that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, what he said to one, he said to all. And if we'll hold on to his truth, he'll provide it in our life as well. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. We ask you again this morning to look on those that have lost loved ones, Lord, and their hearts are heavy, God, and they're struggling to move forward. But because, God, hallelujah, you allowed somebody into their lives that knew the truth, God, and they turn as the psalmist said, I'm looking to the hill, for whence cometh my help? God, and he said, my help cometh from the Lord. God, and because they cry out to you, you're going to strengthen them. You're going to console them. You're going to comfort them with your spirit and with your word. And when they do that, God, they're going to help others that find themselves in like fashion. God, that we'll be able to, and they'll all be able to continue to move forward with their lives, living their lives in such a fashion that'll give you joy. And you'll give them strength to continue to move forward. God, because we know that your word teaches us your joy is strength for us. And we thank you for that today. And we ask your lessons always and every morning, Holy Father, that everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth, God, when you see in their heart that they're really sincere about wanting to be saved and having the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, and they are crying out in the right way. God, Lord, forgive me anywhere and everywhere that I've failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. God, I'm a sinner and I want to be saved. God, you're going to just step right into their lives, God, because of that earnest desire and request. You're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, and they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God. Hallelujah, God. So that on the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds with power and great glory, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and God and the dead in Christ, so saith the scripture, will rise from the grave, God, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord together in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. God, and this is our hope. This is what we as pastors and preachers teach. And we can help people to turn their attention and focus on that day, that the trivial things that are continuing to trip people up. God, the swiftness of Satan, God wanting to trying to push us to do wrong things. God, we'll be able to discern his spirit, resist him, and make him flee. And wait, God, and so until that day should happen for us, God, we're going to continue to look to you, Lord God, because you are our shepherd, and we shall not want that you're going to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, you're going to maintain our cause. God, you're going to provide us with the things that we need to be who you want us to be, to do the things that you want us to do according to your riches in glory. And God, and while we commit ourselves to that, you let us know by your word already that when we delight ourselves in you, you'll even give us the desire of our heart. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, because Jesus said to the apostles, thank you, God, hallelujah, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then the things shall be added. This is our hope and our faith and our belief this morning. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and we do believe it so, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, and we thank you, God. Good morning again, everybody. Let's remember again this morning, hallelujah, that things are not as bad as they seem, and there's nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And if you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now, and I don't mean just saying it, but believe it. Let God look in your heart, just like you desired the Holy Ghost. Let God look in your heart and see that you, when you say, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now, that you believe it just like that. And one day, God's going to perform it in your life, and people will know that your witness and your faith and your trust is real and is true. And prayerfully and hopefully, they'll seek the Lord just like you did, and God will step into their lives. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.